ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into this week's Apple.
You know what's funny about that? You were like pausing because you thought Sam was going to interrupt you.
No, I wasn't.
You kind of went.
Okay. I paused because I got caught between if I wanted to say A to A or apples to apples.
Oh, you should.
I hadn't committed.
For those of you wondering, Sam is here at the beginning of the show today. Tonight.
Yeah, and then I was going to say something about that. I just got caught up in what I wanted to say, really.
Also, the other thing I was going to say, and then I'll let you go, because I realize we're on the air, because I heard the opening. When we left the air yesterday, we weren't entirely sure if it was recorded, if we were even going to be on, if people were going to listen. I had multiple people tell me they really enjoyed our tiebreaker conversation. So I know we were on the air.
No, I told you I got it. I figured it.
I didn't figure it out.
It just worked the way it's supposed to work. My computer thought I was 6 months in the past. And we worked
it
out.
Did you fix that?
Yes. It now says it's March 6th at 9:04 p.m. So we're good.
Yeah. And then did get a lot of comments and well wishes and understanding that I did sign my contract with Samsung for a multi-year deal. So
I thought you were going to tweet out that graphic.
Why didn't I?
I don't know.
I forgot all about it.
You would.
Pretty well. You probably didn't know how.
We should. I didn't. So we should probably give Jack Wright a shout out. So go ahead, give Jack a shout out.
Well, you can do it. You can do it after this or tomorrow or.
Okay. Jack Wright will be going and hanging out. He and a bunch of player kids are going down to hang out with the Twins on Friday. I really want to discuss some things with the Twins. No, I don't. Can I say one thing before I forget? I don't know if people listen to the show just for entertainment or if they actually try to get the news, but someone on this show many, many months ago said that the Vikings would want Kirk Cousins, but Kirk Cousins wants no part of the Vikings.
That's not what I read.
Really? Well,
I don't think that's true.
I think it's 100% true. And he's
not going
to sign with the Vikings.
Okay, that might be true.
Well, that's what I said.
You said he doesn't want any part of them.
True.
What I think, what we've all said, and what everybody said about him is he is out there and has been since he got franchise tagged twice in Washington. He's out there to make the most money he can. And I think everybody can in some way respect that. And
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what it's going to boil down to. I don't think
it's boiled.
I think he'd rather be in Minnesota and doesn't want to move his family, but he has felt continuously disrespected by this team, this management, because one, he offered him $33 million a year last year.
That's what I said.
For 100. Whatever it was, 35, not bad at all, considering Daniel Jones makes 40 and Kirk's about to get 45.
Oh,
it was a discount.
Right, but.
It was a discount, and we decided not to take it. And now we're trying to get him to do like the exact same number that he offered us. So he feels disrespected and is sick of him, like all Minnesota sports management. So
yeah, so I said.
I think it's as simple as someone else might offer him more money. I don't think it's that deep with Kirk Cousins. I don't think it ever has been.
Well,
the second he became a true free agent when he left Washington. He has wanted and done nothing but just taken the most guaranteed money he can get from
whatever.
But my point is, last year he was willing to make it less this year for the next 2 years, and for some reason,
I'm skeptical that that's true. That's fine.
I am too.
I think it'd be very out of character.
I think he's proving to be a loser, and this is one of the reasons why he never wins a big game. I really do. All the top quarterbacks in the league give back money and defer money and help the team out. He doesn't. So good riddance. Bring on the next. Who are we gonna?
Talking about, which we can save this conversation for the draft. We don't need to do it now. But if the Vikings draft JJ McCarthy, everyone
I'm done.
Fired.
I was. You took the words out of my mouth. He's absolutely horrible.
So.
Horrible.
I'm going to ask a very broad strokes question because I don't want to talk specific picks and possible trade scenarios until we're closer to Sam's point. Terrible. Are you guys like it's one of the top three guys or nobody? Like, if they don't take McCarthy,
I want Justin
Fields. If they take, okay, that's not my question. My question is, if you are to take a guy in the draft, if you can't get because you can't trade up for Williams, May, Daniels, do you want nobody then? I guess what's the?
I think there's so
because far I.
The thing is, McCarthy could go three.
McCarthy could go through. Well, that's okay. But let's assume.
And if that's the case, I would trade up for Daniels at a lower.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But like, let's assume by the third pick, Williams, May, Daniels are off the board and they didn't make a deal. Pick 11 comes up or whatever. Or maybe their second round pick. I don't know. Is it nobody then for you guys? Or is there someone else that you prefer that you think actually could be? I think my only concern, Dad, I get your point about they're so far away. My only concern, and we'll talk more about this as we get close to the draft, is next year's class of quarterbacks is awful. So
here's what I would do. I honest to God would go with Russell Wilson for $1 million, or I'd go with I'd rather have
you don't want that.
I'd rather have the Bears guy, and then I would second round or try to trade back in the first for Penix or whatever his name is. But I would not at 11. I who are you going to take?
That was my point.
You need a player.
We'll talk about the more in-depth scenarios.
The other problem with
I think 11's too high for Penix, or I think
yeah, no, I wouldn't take him.
And I think, and I have my own concerns about Penix. I think Nix is worse than McCarthy. Because at least McCarthy is 20, 21. There's development path there. Nix is like 20, is like my age. Like,
I would take McCarthy in the second round. I would not take him at 11. I just don't think he's. But I would. The problem with getting into the top three is you're trading. I can't even imagine what they're going to have to trade.
Well, what did they trade? What did San Francisco trade for Lance that year? Which I know he didn't work out, but like. Let me look it up.
I think a lot.
I know it's a lot. When you Google 49ers Trey Lance trade, the more recent one comes up Dallas. When they trade for a fourth round pick, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was. The other thing you have to remember is their
first round pick wasn't as high, right?
I'm trying to figure out, but they gave up three first rounds and a third.
Yeah, no, they can't do that.
There's no chance.
We can't do that because Discord, it's a shot in the dark that any of these guys will be that good. I make a trade. I try to get Chicago guy. I try to build my team up.
They were at 12. Oh.
So the same.
But I think it was pretty well known that San Francisco was very close to being a very good team. So right. I think it was pretty clear that the next two firsts were going to be late. Next two firsts ended up being number 29 both times. Whereas the Vikings, you'd get 11, and you'd probably get something around 11 again, and then maybe a little bit later into the teens.
To
Dan's point, Justin Fields will probably be a second-round pick and maybe like a fourth. And that second-round pick right now would be a Bo Nix or Spencer Rattler, which Justin Fields is the world's better, especially with actually receivers who can catch.
Right.
But like, because I think genuinely, like, Rattler and Nix, like, you're hoping they might be as good as Fields. Like, they do not have anything that Fields doesn't have.
Let me throw this by you guys.
Yeah. I'm not saying Fields is good, but, like, what do Rattler and Nix have that –
Okay, but let me throw this by you guys.
I would say a guy like Jordan Travis over those two guys. He's got more upside. I know he's coming off an injury. Well, and he's,
that's
going to be a fourth-round pick.
And I think that's a fascinating pick. I'm always a fan of using those like flyers on guys that have dropped just because of injuries. Because if they can get right and they can get healthy, I know he's coming off a significant injury, obviously. But like that to me is way more enticing. Because I think before he got hurt, he threw like, 20 touchdowns, only a couple picks. I think 2022 he did the same thing. Like, he's got experience.
Let me throw this by you guys.
That's way more appealing to me than a Bo Nix, a Spencer Rattler. Who's the other guy that's getting thrown around?
Well, Prince Lane guy?
Sam Hartman, like any of those schmucks.
Oh,
like.
God. All right, let me throw this by you guys. You get Justin Fields. Let's just say it's a third-round pick. I don't know what they're going to get for him, but whatever.
We don't have a third. We have next year's third.
Okay, so let's say it's a second. I don't even care. So we get Justin Field. We take a stud defensive player at 11, whether that's a cornerback or whatever. We sign one. Well, there's five really good running backs out there. We have enough money. Let's sign one. Yep.
Well,
is that actually what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We sign him, and we get another defensive guy free agent. I think we're way better off than the number second overall pick as a quarterback with a bunch of crappy players.
Thing, too, is that they want to get creative, and Hunter won't sign with them. They do a sign and trade with Hunter and Fields.
Yeah.
Probably sign and trade him for whatever pick they would give up for Fields. They could probably just, I guess it all ends up the same.
My point is I think Fields on our team would be good. We'd have a really good running back. We get two at least really good defensive guys somehow. I would go after Barkley. Why not? But I mean, Derek, can any of those guys try it?
That's the thing.
You got a lot of money.
There's so many good running
Milton.
Backs out
that's
there.
Actually what I was thinking of. The Tennessee guy.
The Tennessee guy.
But that's got the absolute cannon, but he sucks at pretty much everything else.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it stops you in the fourth round from taking one of these guys at quarterback.
No, but I think Sam's point about taking Travis and letting him rehab, and he's probably can sit on the practice squad until he's fully healthy. I think that's a really interesting, really interesting discussion.
Because then, if what's his name Fields doesn't work, then you're done.
Right, and if he doesn't work, odds are you have a high pick again.
Yep.
Like,
so
that's a thing with taking a shot. Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, I was just going to say, Fields and Travis are similar offensive schemes, too.
Yeah.
That's the only thing with Fields. I mean, kind of what his work cut out for him to create a new offense, but, I mean, that's who he is, though.
So. Well, Fields has a cannon, and you know, we had the Pastrnak for the game where he looked like Fields. I mean, it's if we can get a combination of it with our team, with, you know, our running backs, tight ends, decent offensive line – I mean, wide receivers, not running back, so we don't even have a running back right now. I don't know. To me, it's a no-brainer. They'll save a ton of money that they can spend on other guys. I mean, there's some big free agents out there defensively too. Yeah. To me, that's what I would do.
And I don't totally disagree. I really don't. I think when you're at this point, this inflection point, like. In one way, shape, or form, you have to swing for upside. Like, once you've lost, quote-unquote, a top 10 to top 15 quarterback, and you've lost a guy with that level of experience, and you're starting over at that position, you might as well take your shot based off of possible upside, which is why I agree. I don't know if I think I like McCarthy more than the average person, but I don't like him at 11 like him necessarily. Huh. But that's, Dad, you and I were talking about this in the car, like, that's the price you pay for needing a quarterback. So you have to, I think, look at this, where is my upside at? Fields presents the most upside of any quarterback that is on the open market. Like, I'd rather have him in that potential versus Baker, who played well, but, like, or Darn, like, those guys, are what they are, and that's fine.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Let's say we get the third pick, and I don't let's just say we take LSU. I don't care who we take. Let's just say we take one of those guys. Let's say they turn out to be like C.J. Stroud. That's still not going to address the fact that we've lost our entire defense. Now,
to your earlier point,
you'd have some money, I get.
You'd have a lot more money, yeah, and you probably would make that move only if you had already made some defensive improvements through free agency.
The problem is, there was a stat, and I tried to remember it, but I can't remember something that happened 20 minutes ago. But there was some stat where they took all the, like, the top first round quarterback picks in the last, I don't know how many years. And I think it's like they're at like a 27 or 30% success rate. That's not very good.
No. But it's a lot higher than the later rounds. I mean,
well, I understand
At some point, you kind of have to take your swing. And, like,
well, I get it, but
And I the only, okay, so
you're so far behind.
I know, but you will have, maybe not this coming year, but the following year, I think there's
Jefferson. Why do they always have to wait till next year?
Why? Because Spielman's contract kicked all the money to now because he knew he would have a job.
Pretty much every sport.
We'd still have a good amount of money this year, but we will have a ton in two because that's like they had to spend a whole year just cleaning the books because Spielman and his buddy who screwed up in Denver left a bit of a mess. But anyways, where I'm going with this is like the success rate thing. Like at some point, you have to just take your chance. And I think what's actually frustrating me the most about this Kirk conversation in general is like, I this is nothing against him or his performances or whatever. That's a different discussion. Just like fans that are sitting there and are not like for forever, it was like, just tank and get the quarterback. Don't re-sign him. Why are we going for a guy who's always nothing but mediocrity? Blah 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 blah. Like it's time to finally start over. Like that's all anybody wanted. And now that is right in front of us, and it's letting Kirk walk, and everyone's like, they're gonna regret letting him go. Like it's just like the narrative can never be. And I'm not saying this is just for the Vikings. I think this is true of a lot of teams, unless your name is, I don't know, whatever. But, like, the narrative can never be in the Vikings' favor with fans and with the media alike. For forever, it was like, Cousins can't win the big game. Cousins can't win the big game. They pay him all this money. He can't win the big game. And now the organization is actually saying, you know what, we're not going to pay him $40 million guaranteed for three more years coming off of a ruptured Achilles. It's just not what we're going to do. It's time to move on. Whether or not you agree with that is fine, but, like, they're making that statement. Now it's like, well, how can they let him go? I don't know. He was here for 6 years and it was good, but one playoff win coming off an injury at 36. Like, I don't know. The discussion bothers me more than anything right now because it's like, what do you want them to do? Like, no matter what they do, people have complaints. It's like they're actually trying to start over. Whether or not they're going to do it right or wrong is a different story. Do I have a ton of faith? Not really, but whatever. I don't have a ton of faith in Kirk to take us to the promised land. He's good, but he's not great. We know that's Kirk. So why are they being looked at so negatively for wanting to finally take that shot? Maybe it is trade up and get for the guy, the third guy. Maybe it is, you know, trade back or whatever for a handful of spots for McCarthy and let him develop. Like, I don't know who it is, what it is, whatever. But like, at some point, you have to respect the fact that they're realizing it's time to take that shot. And I don't like the discussion that's being had around it. Like, they're going to miss Kirk.
Well, I feel like if they take McCarthy, then they're going to revert to a couple years ago, what a bad draft it was. I think if they get up to number one, two, or three, which they're not getting one, and then they sign a bunch of free agents, then at least I don't think you can complain about what they've done. It's what goes with it, I think, is the to your
no, point. But I think people are already turning the Kirk discourse wheel just by virtue of like they feel like it. You know what I mean? Like how long we got like ridiculed for having him. Finally this year sort of people came around on him, but like he just ruptured his whole Achilles. Like why do we think he's going to show up next year and be the same guy? Like, and now they're being called stupid for letting him walk. Like I just think that's all of a sudden a complete 180 position from a lot of people, and that bothers me. I don't know if they'll do the quote-unquote right thing in the draft, but I think at some point you have to realize, like, letting Kirk walk, saving that money, trying something new, moving in a new direction might be the right thing. Why are we the only people that are going to regret, quote-unquote, that happening? I don't know. Atlanta fans have already started the delusion train, too. I saw, like, some Atlanta writer say something about, like, literally everything we've always said, like, well, Kirk with this defense and blah, 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 whatever. And it's like, well, we said that too.
Feel like Atlanta's defense is that good, but that's
just no, me. But it was something to do with like, it was less specific than that, but it's like, yeah, you say that and then you realize you're paying him $45 million guaranteed. And like, that's kind of a lot of money and you got to pay other guys. So I don't know. On a bit of a tangent there, but
why are the Vegas Knights, the New York Yankees of hockey, they want a guy, they go get him. It's amazing. I don't get it.
I don't understand. There's so many trades today, and NHL, they trade him for nothing.
I know.
Vegas, I mean, NHL trades have never made sense to me.
Vegas wants guys, they just go get them. They're allowed. Yeah, just, you, yep. Oh, yeah, we'll take the top guy available, Noah Hanifkin, and they get him. Yeah, no, and another guy.
But any team who's like the top one or two teams, if they want a guy, they can get him.
It's just it's astounding to me. But we've had this discussion on with baseball too, and the good teams, which we're not one of. But okay, go ahead.
I don't get the NHL trade deadline. I never have.
No, I mean like Tarasenko got traded for nothing.
I forgot Tarasenko
and half the salary.
Yeah, I forgot he wasn't on Tampa anymore. Until literally today, because do we ever play Ottawa? Like, I feel like the Wild never play Ottawa.
Wasn't he? No, he was on the Rangers last year, wasn't he?
That's what I'm saying. Guys move.
I think
he went at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
He went at the trade deadline. We're gonna get back.
Here's my point. I'm not talking about the Rangers. He was on Ottawa this year.
No, I know.
Like, I had no idea. And then I realized, I don't know if I watched the Wild play Ottawa in 4 years. Like,
we don't need to just
like a third, like a fourth, like a third round pick or something.
Yeah, so we don't need to talk about him yet. I have to say something about the Timberwolves. It might be surprising. Actually, it's not even surprising. It's just sort of factual. I have never.
So, by the way, I think we were kind of right last week about them, but not in the way we thought we were going to be right.
It might be similar to what I'm about to say.
Oh, and the Avalanche got Middlestad too. I missed that one. So that's another top team gets a top gold score.
Have they not been playing? Am I making up that they haven't been great this year?
They've been injured. Dissension. Yeah, injuries and dissension.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to say about the Timberwolves. They have some of the worst losses in the history of basketball. And you turn around and they're still in first place every week. It's the most bizarre thing ever.
It's sort of what I was going to say, but in a slightly, what I will say about the NBA in general, like, I think you can pick up like whatever complaint. Remember how I said the Clippers were down like 16 or whatever? They're only down six now. What we were saying, what you're saying about just bad, stupid, literally dumb losses.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the NBA, like night in and night out, it's everywhere. Like it's an epidemic. Like stupid basketball and bad losses, like are everywhere across the league. Like I every night I am just like floored by what I watch. The Celtics, who are by far and away by record and probably by talent on the team, the best team in the NBA, they got outscored by Cleveland by 17 in the fourth quarter last night to lose. Like, the Suns and Nuggets played one of the dumbest games I have ever seen. Denver was down 20. They came all the way back because Phoenix Suns. Now, granted, they're missing Devin Booker, but they still have Kevin Durant. They still have Bradley Beal. Could only muster 12 points in a whole quarter. Now, they go into overtime, and they actually end up winning. But Denver had a three-point lead with 45 seconds left, couldn't close the game out. Like, and that's just last night. Like, it is insane, some of the idiocy you see in the league on a nightly basis. By teams all across, like, good, bad, ugly. Everywhere, I didn't mean to call anybody ugly, but everywhere in between. The Clippers the other night got blown out by the Bucks in the fourth quarter to lose. It's insane.
No, it's insane.
The Kings, sorry, last one. Because this has all happened last like 3 days. I've been thinking a lot about this because I was like, we get so focused on the Timberwolves, like we don't always look at how bad some other teams lose games like this. The Kings were at home against the sub-500 Chicago Bulls. They were outscored by 18 in the fourth quarter to lose the game. 36-18 in the fourth quarter, they lost by four. I mean, what, like, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
No, I know. Well, go ahead, Sam.
I was saying, because of that, the West is so stacked that the one seed is maybe worse than like the four seed, depending on who you match up with. Because then you're gonna have to play LeBron or Curry. I mean, the top seeds are gonna play LeBron or Curry in the first round, and it's just absurd, and it's so stagnant, and it's all. And there's a lot of young teams too, like the Thunder and Timberwolves don't have a ton of experience, but you can't really trust them to go long stretches without these bad losses. I mean, you can't even trust the Celtics, as Drew was saying, and that just goes all the way back to all the analysts and commentators. They're like, they trust like the Thunder and that some other teams over the Timberwolves when everyone is having the same losses as the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves losses are at least against good teams.
Yeah. You're 100% right. The only benefit of the doubt that I think like OKC has over the Wolves is SGA is an MVP level player. But to me, that is the only difference. I think the rest of the team, the Timberwolves are better. The Timberwolves have, to your point, been better against good teams. Oklahoma City just blows more teams out because they have a better offense and they have an MVP level player. But I like 10 guys deep. The Wolves are a better team, and it's just literally the difference of, like, our star player is 22, their star player is 25, and we have Kat and Rudy, who people hate. Like, that's really all it boils down to.
Well, and just a small point to that is, if SGA got Ant or Kat's whistle, he'd be a sick man.
He's not a great shooter. I guess I've never really, like, looked that closely at his just kind of always took him for granted maybe in a way, but like his 3-point percentage is like, I think it's decent this year because he only takes like a couple of games, but for his career it's like 34-35%. I didn't realize he's not a great shooter, but no, you're right. It's but that's because people, you know, right or wrong, hate Kat and he doesn't get a good whistle. Ant is still very young in the league. Like, it'll come, but I don't know why we expect Edwards and are judging that he is not at an SGA or a Booker or even like a Donovan. I think he's better than Donovan Mitchell, but like when Donovan Mitchell was at his peak, or even Murray, like, he'll get there. You got to give him, like, it's his third year in the league, like first year they're like uber competitive. Like, yeah, I think he's 3 years older than Ant. Like, you got to give the guy a minute. So
the scary thing is all their picks too.
Yeah. Right. I don't know if you're making a joke about the Timberwolves or being serious about Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City has like 15 first round picks in the next couple
of years. Yeah, like, now the thing is, like, how many of them are going to be good? But yeah, you're not wrong.
I don't know.
At some point, they're going to have to trade a few of them and, you know, do it. But
for really good, probably for really good players. They're going
to
be
good. But they're going to have to pay all these guys pretty soon. And you think Oklahoma City, the Thunder, are going to shell out all that money? Like,
I don't know.
I'm looking up there. Like, obviously SGA is on his, you know, his max contract, but like Chet's only got a couple years left on the rookie contract. Sam's boy J-Dub's, you know, got a couple years, but like at some point they're going to have,
he's my friend too.
True. At some point, like, these dollars and cents are going to kind of start adding up. Like, I don't know. It's kind of the reality of the NBA. So I don't know, but anyways, the dumb losses are everywhere. It is actually insane to watch. No, so I was going to say about the Timberwolves that we were sort of right about is we said they would lose stupid games down the stretch just because it's weird end of year basketball and it's the grind and back to backs and whatever. And they pulled out the one against Memphis we were actually talking about and then turned around and lost two incredibly stupid games to the Kings and Clippers.
I know. I don't. The Clipper one.
So we were kind of right. But
the Clipper one was ridiculous.
To not score more than 88 points is just, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's insane. It's insane. There's really no way to put it.
The Gopher women. Are beating Russia. Are beating Rutgers. Wait, where's the score? 30-20. Rutgers has 21 points. Battle for the Gophers has 17. She must like shooting at Target Center better than the Williams Arena.
Is she's 6 of 11 from the field and 4 of 5 from the line. She's already shot 11. The whole team's only shot 23 shots. She's got 11. Here's a fun fact. Here's an interesting statement. Only person on the team shooting above 500 on the night so far.
Can we talk? Yeah. Can we talk the Gopher men's that two of their players are already deciding if they're coming back or not, and the season's not even over? I mean, come on, give me a break. This NIL stuff is ridiculous. We talked about how bad it is, but I mean, you got players openly shopping themselves, and the season hasn't ended. Terrible.
No, the NIL, it's the dumbest thing, and you guys got like Hunter Dickinson, who doesn't even care about playing right now.
Right.
He's so uninterested in basketball. It's ridiculous. That,
I haven't really watched much of Kansas this year, but I watched them. Were they on last night or was it two nights ago? They all blend together. Must be two nights ago.
They played Kansas State last night, I think.
Maybe that's that was last night. No, I'm actually thinking of over the weekend then too, because I did watch last night. But who'd they play on Saturday? Someone good. Baylor, right?
Baylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got killed.
Yeah, I think he still ended up with like 20 points, but like, you're absolutely right. I have never seen somebody look so just like jogging up and down the court, no effort on defense. Like it was bad to watch. And he's got paid all this money just to go.
I know. It's
insane. He'll keep guys. And then you would think since more guys are staying, there'd be better talent in the draft, and there's maybe worse talent in the draft this year. So
I don't understand why the NBA draft this next year is like, I looked at a mock draft the other day. I was like, who are these guys? I never heard of it.
It's impossible.
No, I know.
Well, and then half of them come from the G League or whatever, Ignite or whatever that is.
Yeah, the good kids don't even go to college. They just go to the D League or whatever that thing's called.
Are you like outside on a road, Dad?
No, I know where you're going with this. It's a humidifier that I can't figure out how to turn off. It goes on and off.
Does it go on and off? I was gonna say it wasn't on before.
No, I don't know why it goes on. I don't know why it does that. It's extremely humid here in Pompano Beach. Not nice, but humid.
Well, if it makes you feel better, it's rained here for 3 days straight to the point we have flood warnings. No, the NIL thing is...
Here too, by the way.
What?
Here too, by the way, as always. In Pompano Beach. In Pompano Beach. What is it that... Was it the line out of... there was a line, I believe, in the movie... oh God! What's the movie with with Ken Young?
Hangover.
Hangover, where they said
Ken
that
Ken Young.
What's his name?
Ken Jeong.
Isn't that what I said?
Sure. Yeah. Fine.
I feel like I love Pompano Beach, but Pompano Beach doesn't love me. Wasn't that a line out of like something about Bangkok? Am I making that up? All right, disregard.
I haven't seen The Hangover in a long time, but
disregard Ken Young.
They do go to Bangkok in one of the movies.
Okay, disregard Ken Young and Bangkok. I feel like I love Pompano Beach. It doesn't love me back. You guys were part of it a few months ago, but my stay is coming to an end, and 9:27 a.m. I'll be arriving back in Minnesota after 30 days and ready to roll. So.
What was the plan of this?
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know.
What do we accomplish?
We accomplished this. Drew said about the rain. I said the same thing here. It's like it always is.
It's been raining here for nonstop.
I know. I saw that.
It's rainy season.
But I mean, you think once in a while it'd be nice down here. Not well, on a flip side, the other side, Naples, 23 days. No, 24 days, 23 complete sun.
I was gonna say that's because you've been to Pompano.
One monsoon.
You've been to Pompano like 8 straight years and it's always rainy. You've been to Naples 15 straight years. It's always sunny.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing. And your guy Ken Do is no longer employed.
He wouldn't fit as well anymore, to be honest.
That's true. What they've gone. Yeah, Sam. Sam, we had to wait. You wait an hour to eat at this place now.
I saw it as some big chair.
Oh yeah, that too. We did take a picture in front of the big chair. But Drew and I, Drew and I and the lady I live with waited an hour to eat, which we did again a week later. But anywho, no one cares.
You think you guys would have learned? I mean, we didn't know when we went the first time.
No, that's true. We did know the second time, but just didn't want to go anywhere. Because it was the last night, so we just sat there.
Do you think your buzzer would have reached?
I'm wondering, because remember when we went the last time, it made like a noise like it was a nuclear war?
It was a pretty aggressive noise, yeah.
This time it actually literally buzzed, but didn't stop buzzing. Like, it just kept buzzing as I was walking up, and the lady goes, well, this is weird. They don't usually buzz. I go, this one's about to explode, I think, but... Yeah, it was pretty interesting. So
yeah, the NAL thing's crazy, but that's why they got to ask these kids mid-year if they're coming back. Which,
so are any of these Gophers coming back? Or are we losing the team
again? I think Garcia is going to leave. I think everyone else will be back, though.
You know, something I was thinking about this as I watched Jameson Battle for like 40 points.
Sorry, if Jameson. You're talking about Battle. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, sorry. If Jameson Battle stayed... I know. With the team this year, I think we would have had 22 wins and made the tournament, which is insane to say.
Well, you know what else? His team is worse than us.
Well, we have like the same record, but not. Well,
yeah, they're on a bit of a run. Roberts
were way better.
Well, because they fired their coach, but yeah.
Yeah. But I think we're technically ahead of them in the conference. I think we're 500 in the conference, and they're sub 500.
I think they're 10th, and we're like 8th or 7th or something.
And we split with them head to head, right?
Yes. I don't know what the blind resumes would look like. We haven't played a lot of good teams out of conference, but in conference, we've been doing better. I think you're right. I think you're right, though, Sam. I bet we have 9 now. I guess we're beating Indiana. Is that our last one? We have Northwestern. So, but I bet we would have ended up at 13, 14 conference wins easy with him.
Well, yeah, how about just the close games they have had?
No, I know. I know.
No, and it is remarkable. It's, again, I don't know if it's Ben Johnson being a good coach or being a bad coach in preparation, but they literally, if they go down 30, you can just call it 0-0 in 10 minutes. It's insane.
It's what, twice against Penn State, we were down over 20 and beat them?
Yeah.
Well, Nebraska, we were down like 25.
Yep. I mean, I promise you we beat Missouri earlier in the year.
Oh, my God.
That one we blew. 30
yeah.
I bet we
beat Wisconsin.
We beat Missouri with me if it was better played. I mean, Jesus, that's not a game you can lose.
No, that's true. I don't think it's really probably mattering much right now, but you probably beat Wisconsin, who I think we lost to by 2, right? Then we lose at Iowa only by a handful. Like, you probably steal a couple of those. Like, it's insane. I mean, guys leave just for the sake of leaving because there's money, and I get it, but like, that's the game now, but.
It's bad.
I don't think he can honestly say he's better off. I mean, maybe he's making that much money. I don't know, but I can't imagine he feels he's in a better situation. And now Garcia wants to leave. That's kind of my point. Where does he think he's going to go? Where he's going to be?
It'd be his 15, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and it's weird because if Garcia stays and we get a couple new pieces that are supposed to be a couple good guys, we ran the conversation to make the tourney next year. So it doesn't make sense.
There's not a single dude on the team who's graduating who's any good. I mean, their Fox guy, maybe. I think he's average at best, but.
Hey, are you saying that because he went to Matamidi?
It doesn't help. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
But do you think he's better than average?
No, he's nothing. They can lose
average,
him.
He's average at best. But Mitchell would be back. Hawkins would be back. In this case, Garcia would be back. Payne's only a sophomore. Carrington's only a sophomore. Christie's the best player on the team. He's a freshman. Like, they have the incoming freshman. What's the incoming kid's name? Mr. Basketball?
Is he from Cherry, Minnesota or something?
Yeah. What the heck's his name?
It's a weird one. It's not a name I'm going to come up with, just letting you know.
Asuma, right?
Yeah.
He's a top 100 player in the country. Like, Sam's absolutely right. Like,
then we got to figure out a way to start keeping these guys. I guess they can't. They got
to
pay.
This is going to be an insane thing to say out loud. If only one guy leaves a school like Minnesota, that's not that bad.
No, it's true.
I can't believe I'm saying that out loud, but that's the reality.
No, it's true, but it should defeat the purpose of what it was about, but I guess it doesn't. It's about these guys making money, and that's all that matters to them. So whatever. I mean, they're leaving their hometowns to high and dry. The girls too.
In fairness to Battle, like, we sucked last year.
Yeah.
And we all thought Johnson and I was an awful coach. We all thought he should have been fired. Like, I get him leaving when he did. Why Garcia would choose to leave now when the team has wildly exceeded expectations, they're losing virtually nobody, and have a top 100 kid coming in, plus probably another transfer or two. Like, what? Why would he leave now? Garcia
and, like,
left
where?
When he left.
Where is he going?
I mean, Battle left when he left, and it made sense. That's my other point. Where is he going to go? Who's going to give him the minutes and the attention that he's getting here? Like, he left.
That's the thing. He might go to, like, Indiana or whatever, but look at, they're worse than us this year. So, I mean, it makes
he's going to go get $1 million. Congratulations, whatever.
Like, that freshman year he had at Marquette, he probably played 30 minutes a game. He went to North Carolina and he went Marquette, then North Carolina, then here.
Oh, okay. So now he'll be on his fourth team. That says a lot about him, too.
Right, because he barely played at North Carolina. So, like, good luck going back to a big school. Like, maybe, like, at Marquette, when he was at Marquette, Marquette wasn't what – they weren't a top 10 team like they are now. Maybe Georgetown could use him. I don't know. They could use something, that's for sure.
Yeah,
well, that
would. That would be, to the point, jokes but aside, that like, that's the level of team he would go to, is a team that is in a big conference – hasn't been very good, but probably has the resources to throw some money at him to try and get themselves back where they need to be. Louisville comes to mind. Like, I don't think that's a better situation to throw yourself into for one year.
That's my point.
He'd be the guy. He'd play probably 35 minutes a game. He'd take any shot he wants next year. Like, what are you leaving for? Money.
He's probably. I'm got to believe they're giving him something, and then he can go play pro basketball somewhere anyway. I said pro basketball. I didn't say necessarily NBA.
Gotcha.
By the way, he's put on, I don't know if you're watching, the last 3 minutes of basketball, he's put on a single-handedly let Indiana go on a 7-0 run. So.
Okay, maybe he should go.
Yeah.
It wasn't his, I mean, they called a foul on him where he literally wasn't within 6 inches of the defender, which is probably why he made it, but they called the foul, so it hasn't all been his fault. But
so the Gophers lost that game. What are the women doing?
No, because they have to go down early.
Oh, that's true. They're not down 20 yet. They'll be fine. Yeah. Although I don't know if Indiana's coughing it up. Oh, the women have choked too. Now they're only,
why would Indiana not cough it up? They're not any good.
I know, but there's certain teams we don't beat. I feel like they're one of them, but they'll go for women that have come down, back down to earth.
You beat them at, I like this. I have a distinct memory of us beating, I mean, it's been a while, but I have a distinct memory of us beating them at
when they were number one, that's
Assembly actually, Hall.
Mm-hmm. That's actually true.
Right?
Yeah. I think they were number one, right?
Were
they number one? I think they were ranked very high when we did that.
They were. I'm trying to remember. It would have been, but you're right. I think it's probably been a while since then, but we've been pretty bad since then. Maybe it wasn't at Assembly Hall. I don't know. We definitely beat them at Assembly Hall when I was in
high school. No, I feel like it.
I'm trying to see if I can find the game. We beat the Hoosiers in 2012 at Indiana when they were number 7 in the country.
Didn't we beat him with Mbakwe?
Well, that was probably at home. Do you want to guess who the leading scorer in that game was?
For who?
For the game. Just who was the leading scorer?
In the entire game?
Yeah, 2012 Indiana hosts Minnesota. Number 7 Indiana hosts Minnesota.
Oh, God. 2012.
Cody Zeller?
Sam is absolutely correct.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a good guess.
Cody?
Was that the game where we won?
Well, that was a 3-point win at Indiana.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say Dad and I were at an upset against number 1 Indiana at home.
That's what I thought.
I was trying to remember the last time we beat them at Indiana.
That was with Mbakwe, right?
What year was that? 2015?
We beat them at home 2013? No, 2014 or 13. We beat them. We actually beat them back-to-back years.
We beat them with Mbakwe. And a funny fact, Drew, because I was with Drew once when he stormed the field. We beat Wisconsin. Sam and I tried to storm the court, but we were so far away that the players had left by the time we could get down there.
Dad prided himself on only going to sporting events with good tickets.
Well, we were a guest to people. We were a guest.
We were in the corner where...
Last
the
pipes row.
At the barn.
Couldn't see.
You know, those long tubes were right in front of us. We literally had to watch on our
phones. That's not it. It's got to be the year before then.
And we joked about storming the court. Everybody stormed the court, and we literally would have never got down there by the time. The Gophers might have been showered by the time we got down there.
It was 2013, 2/26/2013. I remember watching this game at home.
Yeah.
Number 1 Indiana falls at Minnesota, 77-73.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a great game.
That was the last time I went blindly to a game without asking where I was sitting. we had to watch it on the monitor, on the TV. I mean, I could have been at home with
that,
you watching.
I was.
We were in the last row of the lower level, which we would have been better off in the last row that the first
not
of
only
the
we
top
were
level.
In the corner.
And the corner behind the basket. It was, you could not, if you went in there and said, I want to find the worst 4 seats in here, we had them.
That was an absolutely ridiculous Indiana team. That had Zeller.
I know.
Oladipo, Yogi Ferrell. What was the other white guy's name they had? I don't remember.
Did they have a Hans, bro? I know he was a
Hans. They did not have a Hans.
They have another one?
No. They had a Zeller. It means the same thing, basically.
But we had Trevor Mbakwe.
That Gopher team was not that good, to be honest. That was the one with both Hollinses, Mbakwe, Rodney Williams. But they weren't like...
Rodney Williams is pretty good, but yeah.
They're okay. The year I'm thinking was, and this is going way back now, was when we beat them in Indiana in OT. That was
Clint Haskins, right?
Farther back. As the coach?
Yeah.
Was that not Tubby?
Well, was it Tubby?
2010. I'm pulling up the recap.
Oh, 2010. Yeah.
Shout out Indiana basketball website. This is when they beat us this is when they beat us in overtime. Wrong game.
Oh.
I just remember what was the Westbrook's first name that we had? Obviously not Russell. And not Ryan.
We had
Rotten Hill.
Michael? No. I don't know.
I feel like I remember him hitting like a late shot to beat them. Lawrence. I think you're
Lawrence Westbrook, yes.
That's the game that's like stuck in my brain. And I don't remember if that was, I think that was at home. That was a good Gophers team. That was a good
game. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do the Gophers ever get back to that under the current situations?
But that was, I don't know if that's all the same team. I mean, these games all run together because they're freaking 10 years ago. But then you had that stretch where they had Mbakwe, Ralph Sampson, III, Hoff Arbor, Blake. One Holland. Then they had Al Nolan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an announcer now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I like, there was a stretch there. Oh no, this is the game. We destroyed them, but this is like the team. Ralph Sampson the third, DeVoe Joseph, Lawrence Westbrook, Blake Hoffarber, Justin Cobbs, Rodney Williams, Colton. Remember Colton Iverson? A big, oh, yeah. Huge.
Oh, he was like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, that was the team. That team I thought was so good. They destroyed Indiana that year.
By the
at
way,
home.
Colton Iverson, he left to go to like Colorado State. He even left. Oh yeah.
Do you want to know where he plays now? Guess the
Lithuania.
Country.
Israel Maccabi.
He did have a stop there in 2016, but no, he plays in Japan.
Oh, they're known for their basketball.
Yeah.
Is Stephon Marbury still playing? Oh, that was China.
No, he gave up. That's a stroll down memory lane for the Gophers. Those are some good teams, in fairness to them, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
True. How did we get? Oh, I guess we're playing Indiana today. That's how we got there. Yeah, it took me a while to scroll, though, to find a win for the Gophers. That's for sure. So they do handle us pretty well.
They, yeah, right. It's sad. Gopher football. I don't even know if they're going to win a game. But PJ Fleck, another extension.
I'm convinced there's like clauses in his contract that just keep triggering and they get like.
What are they
afraid
of?
There's no way they actually. That's my point. There's no way at the end of every season they keep giving him a new extension. I think he has like. Options in his contract that keep getting picked up, and then therefore they show
up. By the
up,
way,
extensions.
UCLA didn't want him, so I don't know what this whole UCLA talk was. If they wanted him, they could have had him, clearly. So
they've technically extended him every year for the last like five right. years. So
he
I
got
don't
an
think actually extensions. Like
he
they
got
are,
an extension.
No
he got an extension. Because UCLA thought he sucked enough not to sign him. I mean, you can't make it up.
You don't.
Another
give,
team doesn't want you, so you get more money. Oh, that makes sense.
You don't give a coach an extension every year for five straight years. Like it's just not how that works. So
well,
I'm.
How about giving a coach an extension so he doesn't leave? Not that he just wasn't able to leave. I mean, God.
But my point is they've done it for five straight years. So
no,
something is going on that's not just them being like, hey, PJ, want to stick around a couple more years? Like, I don't know.
Bad management.
The University of Minnesota, I'm learning. Are the poll ads on the board? Because they are cheap. I didn't realize it, but they are cheap.
It's possible.
We have like, I don't know how many teams are in the Big Ten these days, but let's claim 20. That feels right. If it's 20, we have like the 15th highest, like we're in the bottom five in terms of like money we're allowed to pay our assistant football coaches. How is that possible? It's a huge, it's a massive university.
Oh, I agree. Plus they share money with the Big Ten. Although now they gotta split it. They gotta split it what 30 ways. So
not only they have a lot of famous alumni too. So.
True.
Well, I guess I heard that's the problem with I have inside sources, sort of. I heard that's the problem with the Gopher NIL is like they don't give the people who give the money really anything good. Like they don't incentivize it in any way.
I mean,
so all of the like actual big Gopher donors don't really.
Well, let's be honest. Okay, so I'll give you tickets on the 50-yard lane. Well, they suck. Who wants those? We'll give you center court for the men's. Well, they suck, so who wants – there's nothing to give them.
I'd say you're right if there weren't really, really, really bad teams that are getting a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, my Georgetown Hoyas included. The Louisville Cardinals included.
You guys want
– there are some really bad teams that just like – if you give those donors enough stuff, they'll give you the money. And apparently the Gophers just don't reward or incentivize their donors enough. They just have sort of spurned it a bit. That's why PJ, to his sort of credit, is up there like spouting off about NIL. Like that's the reality these days, and the university isn't, I guess, supporting him in the way that they need to be. And so he's got to get up there and do it himself. Probably unsuccessfully, but worth a shot.
If you guys want to play a quick game, I don't know how much time is left in the show, but it won't take long.
Okay.
What did you say?
Three minutes.
Yeah, so let's play a quick game. Conference tournaments are coming up. Over, under 2.5 wins for our three teams combined.
Over, under 2.5. Are you counting men or, I mean, women or just men?
Men's basketball.
Oh, because women, the Georgetown women have one locked up because they're playing the worst
Santa women Clara, basketball in the country. Who can only play two games max.
I think
Georgetown and then Minnesota.
Okay.
Georgetown plays Providence, right?
Here's what I think.
Not for sure yet. It's not.
I think Georgetown loses, the Gophers lose, and I think Santa Clara wins too. So that would be under, right?
That'd be under.
I say under.
I think 2 is the right number, so I'm going to say under.
Yeah.
I think Georgetown or the Gophers win one, and I think Santa Clara wins one.
Oh, really? I think the Gophers win one, and Georgetown and Santa Clara lose both.
I think Santa Clara wins too.
Well, your guys' first game will be against somebody no good. It'll be against like Pacific or something stupid like that.
The Gophers can lose
to Portland, who we lost to last week because we have the worst coach in the country. So I mean, I don't know.
This is all about a Herb. It's a Herb smear campaign. No.
We'll have Steve Nash next year.
You're the one who brought me into it.
That was your game.
Yeah. What do you mean? You brought us into it.
No, I was, and
you should take it back. You can't play Portland. Your options are Pepperdine, Pacific, and San Diego.
By the way, all nice road games.
The sad thing is it's going to be a home game in Santa Clara.
Well, not a bad place either.
Not a bad place either. There's not a nicer three. No offense to Santa Clara or Georgetown. There's not a nicer three schools and campuses I could have just randomly listed off in order like that.
Yeah, there's some water views. That's for sure.
So those are you'd play one of those and then St. Mary's. So I think you guys win one. I think we lose. And I think the Gopher, I haven't seen the Big Ten bracket lately, but I think the Gophers win one.
Well, if they beat Indiana, I think they'll win one for sure. But if they lose to Indiana, the seeding could drop.
Well, here's a controversial take and then we got to go. I think they're better off in this game as a lower seed because I think they can beat, like they'll play the worst team in the Big Ten.
Well, so they'll get one win doing that, I guess.
Correct. Yeah. But I think if they don't, then they're going to get stuck playing Indiana again or something like that. Like, I don't know exactly how the standings work out, but you see where I'm going here?
Yeah. No, yeah, totally.
Yeah, no.
So I actually think if they lose, they're better off in our game, but not in real life.
All right, well, we're on the under, so maybe that means the over will hit.
Well, I think it means it's a good line. It's a strong, strong line. I got to give you credit for that.
You just can't have any confidence in any of these guys. That's the problem.
No, but I mean,
hey, it is March.
You'd think they're one of the three teams would have been good at some time. I guess Georgetown was at one point.
Georgetown was 3 years ago. What was that? 3 years ago?
Well, we won the Big East tournament. Yeah, but that was in retrospect.
3 years ago for them. Minnesota was...
We weren't good. I wanted it for the record. We weren't good. We just somehow won a Big East tournament. It was probably something that could have happened to them.
I'll tell you what is going to change. Georgetown football next year. Our guy.
We'll chat a little bit about it.
Yeah, savior. It's going to be the savior.
Yeah, that team 3 years ago was not good, and it's probably a bad thing that they won that conference.
I know that's true.
No, they were actually good. My sophomore year, so 2014-15, they were second in the Big East. Beat Eastern Washington in the first round, and then lost to Utah. We were the 4 seed, beat 13 Eastern Washington in the 4th round, then lost to Utah in the 2nd round, and that is a noteworthy Utah team because it included.
How is Utah good in sports every year, by the way?
It included Jakob Poeltl and Kyle Kuzma. So we lost to that.
I mean, Utah's good in everything. How is? Well, we don't have time for this discussion, but
they were actually good, and then I decided to go to the school, and then everything went downhill from there. Quite literally, everything went downhill from there, and that's not a thing.
No, that part.
They were a 2 seed. I think we sent in the check, and within the week they lost to Florida Gulf Coast, and it's never been the same.
Yeah, and Florida Gulf Coast has never been the same.
No, because that guy immediately up and left. Now he sucks at USC with Brownie.
He's gone. He's gone. We got to talk about Brownie again one day because he doesn't. But I guess we never really even talked about WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio.
Yeah, you didn't let me.
Oh, that's true. You're going to ask me about Connor's Corner. All I can tell you is it's on right now.
Faith in